Maurice Quinlan, I want to turn to another political story that has been going on for the last few days and involving your party, specifically the role of the former press officer who pleaded guilty to sex offences involving children, who got references from two other colleagues in the press office. They've since parted company with the party, as indeed has Michael McMonagall, the man who pleaded guilty. But since then, there has been some question as to whether or not Sinn Féin should have told his new employers, the British Heart Foundation, about the police investigation into Michael McMonagall. The party seems to have said that, the party says now that they didn't tell the British Heart Foundation because they thought it might prejudice the police investigation. The Police Service of Northern Ireland says it wouldn't have done so. Do you believe there are now questions to answer?
No, look, I think this is a difficult situation for everybody, in fairness. When Michelle O'Neill was made aware of this, I think it was last Wednesday, she took swift action. You know, the two press officers, it was shocking what they did. I don't understand. I have no logic, no explanation for what they did. It's not something I would do. It's not something I thought anybody in Sinn Féin would ever do. You know, but she took swift action. No, both of those are not Sinn Féin members anymore. They're not employed by the party anymore. And I just can't understand the logic of why they would have done that. I mean, I was horrified when I found out about that. It was absolutely shameful what they did. I don't see any reason for that. I saw the PSNI interview tonight. I thought it was interesting, the way he said it, but he said he wasn't aware of the circumstances. So I think, we need to just be careful of what we're talking about here.
He said he was quite clear. He said he didn't think it would have prejudiced an investigation. I mean, I just want to, on Sunday, my colleague Justin McCarthy, the day before yesterday, my colleague Justin McCarthy was interviewing your colleague, Owen O'Brien, on Morning Ireland. And he said, did the party know that Michael McMonagall had got new employment, was working for the British Heart Foundation? And if so, should they not have told the British Heart Foundation there's a problem here? And your colleague replied, my understanding is that the party didn't know. And in fact, all of this only became knowledge to the party when the issue of the references provided without authorisation to the party was brought to the party's attention in the last 2 weeks. So he's saying it was the absence of knowledge at that point. But the party saying that it would have prejudiced the investigation seems to suggest that even if they had known, they wouldn't have told the British Heart Foundation anyway.
Well, I don't think that's the case at all. I think what Owen said the other day is something I don't think we knew. I don't think we knew where he was working. In hindsight, you could say maybe we should have chased that up or we didn't chase it up. But, if the fact that he... When the two press officers, when we found out that they had done those references, Michelle O'Neill is on the record saying she was horrified. I'd echo that myself. Took swift action against that. It was an investigation. Both resigned from the party and from their positions. They're no longer Sinn Féin members. They no longer work for the party.
If you're concerned that it might prejudice the police investigation, isn't the first person to lift the phone to, logically, the police, to find that out?
Well, I don't know. I don't know the circumstances there, to be honest, so I don't really want to comment because, I don't think there's any issue there where we didn't know and didn't do anything about it. I don't think we genuinely didn't know where he went off to work after that.
All right. Hugh O'Connor.
And I'll be quite clear that I'm pretty sure we didn't know because we wouldn't have been in a situation whereby we had, ended up with two press officers leaving not just the party, but leaving their positions as well.
Yeah, look,
there are calls for questions at the moment. I suppose that the question is now either will there be an inevitable pressure to get these questions answered, and if so, in the Dáil or outside?
Well, wherever the forum, I think there is going to be questions that need to be answered by the leadership of Sinn Féin, and that's not just Michelle O'Neill, who's fielded questions on this in recent days, but also Mary Lou McDonald, who said absolutely nothing about this since it broke last weekend, which I find unusual. Given, it's budget week, I would have expected the leader of Sinn Féin to be out and about doing interviews with the media, talking, responding to the budget. But that hasn't happened this week, which I find unusual. Obviously, there's been lots of other Sinn Féin representatives, including Maurice, out to speak on these matters. But to me, I find it hard to square the belief or the reality that Sinn Féin attempts to portray, which is that they didn't have any awareness whatsoever that this individual was working for the British Heart Foundation, when court reports stated that he was working for the British Heart Foundation, court reports of the proceedings as they were ongoing, and also the fact that this individual turned up at Stormont as part of his work with the British Heart Foundation, and very clear video footage shows him within metres of Michelle O'Neill it just doesn't compute with me that no one who was in the vicinity of that press opportunity, who was in Sinn Féin, wouldn't have seen Michael McGonagall and thought, there's my former colleague. Yeah, you know, wouldn't necessarily maybe gone and say hello to him or wondered why he was there
in the first place. Verona Murphy and Yasa Hurrigan, I suppose. Do you have questions, first of all, and how soon and where do you think they should be answered?
Well, what I'm not clear on is it the fact that Morris is saying they didn't know he was working in the Irish Art Foundation, or
British
is it that
the British Art Foundation.
The British Art Foundation, or that they didn't know the references had been given? That's what I'm not clear on, so I have a question about that. I think for anybody listening, either way, I think it's disingenuous when a crime of this nature and has been levelled or that type of accusation at anyone, your own curiosity would lead you to ask always, where is he now? And so I think just from a credibility perspective, I think you would be asking that question. Okay. And for the whole party to say they didn't know, well, it's somewhat disingenuous.
Yasa Hurrigan, do you think there are questions?
Well, we've talked a little bit about various staff members giving references, but presumably when you move from one job to the next, your previous employment confirms your employment with your new employer. That would be fairly standard. So I'm not entirely sure. It's very muddy right now. And so therefore, there are questions.
Your question, just to be clear about it, is you know, whatever about two press officers giving a reference of their own volition.
When you take up a new role
with a previous employer through official channels.
Of course there would.
And you would like to see that answered.
I think that would be an obvious question for me.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're back with more after this.
The Late Debate with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.